Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ida in South Carolina with Nathan, our co-host, also here in South Carolina. And we have Rod, who's going to fill in for us for a little while. We ready, Nathan? Ron is going to fill in for us for a little while for Dr. Alali, who is going to be with us shortly. But like I said, we'd like to welcome everybody to the call tonight to talk about electromagnetic radiation and the effects of EMF that it has on our bodies. And the one thing I'd like to say, there was an interesting show on Dr. Oz today about one of his coworkers talking about children or young people on cell phones and electronic devices and the effects that it has on them. But they had no solution to the problem as to how to stop the radiation affecting them other than just doing another study and watching them and see what happens 5, 10, 15 years from now. But with Log Talk Radio, we have an opportunity to share some interesting information about devices, flat batteries, and biobalancers that may help with that situation with the EMF radiation. So, Ron, are you there?
I'm here, Ida. Thank you. Dr. A will be here very shortly. She's running a bit late. I thought, Ida, you were so correct in what you're talking about, where the EMFs do affect our health. And if it probably didn't get much coverage in the States, nor did it get a lot of coverage in Canada, but the United States National Toxicology Program in the U.S. released about 2-3 weeks ago results of a 10-year study on rats whereby they saw a very, very noticeable increase in brain tumors and heart tumors in people that used cell phones. That is available online. I don't know the exact link. I probably could fairly easily find it, but it's got its criticism. But it's a 10-year study that proves that it affects our health. It's not funded by any cell phone company, so the U.S. government, it's independent.
Ron?
Just Google it online, and you should be able to find it.
Okay. There's a lot of background noise.
I know.
Everybody mute their phones out if you're not talking. Hit your mute button on your phone. Hello?
Okay.
Okay, thank
you. Oh, that's better. Thank you. So Google the National Toxicology Program in the U.S., and I'm sure it will come up. It's worth reading. You know, I don't know why there's so much debate about the fact that EMFs do not affect us when there is so much proof that it actually does. And, you know, and like Dr. Lally says all the time, it all starts in your home. And really, what every home needs, regardless of what you have in your home as electronic devices, are simple EMF filters. Buy them. You can get them through the MitchieHealth.org website. You put them in a certain fashion, and not only will it save you probably 10% or more on your electrical bill, but it'll make your sleeping environment, your living environment, much more healthy. And there's a number of us up here in Canada, a number of my very close colleagues. Believe me, it's made a difference, and we see it. We see it daily. And, you know, I used to wake up with very extreme lower back pain. There were days I couldn't crawl out of bed. And all it was the EMFs. Within a week, when I installed the EMF filters, that disappeared. And actually, it even affects the eyes on your pets, because I had two dogs, and their eyes were so dirty all the time, I had to clean them. That also stopped. So, you know, even vets couldn't tell me what was wrong, why their eyes were so dirty. One dog actually looked like she was crying all the time. So it is really quite amazing what this stuff does to us. And it's a slow killer. That's the bottom line. And, you know, it might take another 20 years, but they will definitely prove EMS do, help, you know, really, really harm us. Still waiting for Dr. A. I thought I would give everybody a very short update on one client who's got secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. Her name is Lynn. We got the harmonization up running 100% by May 6th, and that's the same night that her sleeping habits turned from intermittent sleep to a complete night's sleep. And her turnaround has been remarkable. I tried to reach her today, but I wasn't able to. But believe it or not, she has decreased her pain medication by over 30%, and only because her house is harmonized. She feels great. She looks great the last time I saw her. This woman's got like a new breath on life. And she happy, extremely. Her five kids are happy to see their mom slowly get better. She still has the feeling in both legs. Her right leg can move a very small touch. As a Sunday, on Father's Day, her sister put a flat battery under each heel. And, you know, one reason I really wanted to talk to her today was to see if there's been any reaction. Does she feel something more? Does she feel stronger? Because we're fighting an uphill battle, but that battle is being won day by day. And the strength in her hands, it's now there. Her fingers, she can push the buttons on a remote control. Her speech, absolutely great. Before, it was like her mouth was freezing up. So, you know, this woman, Lynn, has a lot of courage. Her big news last week was that she graduated from eating 2 eggs a day to 3 eggs a day. And from the research of my colleagues, it's like we want the cholesterol to go to her brain. And it's getting there, maybe a bit slowly, but it's going. So I believe I still have Len on the line. Len, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The last time I had to pinch hit for Dr. A, we were talking about the effects of EMFs on our body when we're in a car. And Dr. A joined in before I was able to get to Len after speaking with Mario. And believe it or not, EMFs do affect us in the car. And Len has some interesting experiences that he can talk to you about that he has discovered in doing the long-distance driving that he does. Len, can you tell me?
Yeah, well, usually every Sunday I go to Mooresburg, Ontario, which is approximately 80 kilometers. And I would have trouble making it by being tired and falling asleep on the wheel. But since I tried putting a battery on the dash in the car, I'm able to drive there, no problem. I can drive back, no problem. So it's helped me in that respect, but with the car.
But Len, your experience is like, where do you put the flat battery?
Well, it's just sort of stuck in the dash in a slight space where I can fit it in, and it's just sitting there. Right in front of me.
It doesn't work on mine.
Okay.
It doesn't work on mine either. Well, I'm so happy, Lynn, to see. This is Dr. Lally. Thank you, fellow. Thank you, Rod.
Hello, how are
you? You have a fan club out of Pennsylvania, Rod. They always are excited when they come on the line and they hear your presentation and the stories coming in from Canada. One of the best ways to use the flat battery in your car in a space where I have a decreased range, so my voice might be going up and down as I go down around the mountain, but nevertheless, the best place to put the flat battery in your car, believe it or not, is in your cell phone and plug your cell phone in. We recently did a 14-day road trip from North Carolina down in Florida and all different parts of North Carolina and Florida. And if you've ever seen a Chevy Traverse, you know, it's one of their larger SUVs, we literally got about 42 miles a gallon we had two cell phones plugged in the car, and we were just totally blown away at how much gas we saved. We literally went from actually Baltimore, Maryland, when we started the trip, down to Sarasota, Florida, for about $52. And on the way back, we went from Sarasota, Florida, to Jacksonville, Florida, to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Then we drove over to Cincinnati, and then from Cincinnati we drove over to back to Baltimore, and we were totally blown away that it only cost us $72. It only cost $72 to do that road trip over 2 days. So plug in the phone in this cigarette lighter with the Nano with a flat battery on it. And what that does is bioharmonize. Now, if you don't have your cell phone and you have a flat battery just for a ride in harmonics, then again, everything you did was excellent. You just stick it on the dashboard and it does what it's supposed to do. And it's just really tremendous how many truck drivers are using these Nanos. They say it keeps them alert. It harmonizes their cabins so that they don't get fatigued, and it's just phenomenal to hear these testimonies that are coming in on how the flat battery is helping, you know, to make to retrofit the electronics of the car and to support safety.
Wow.
So any other questions or comments about flat batteries and the auto, in your auto? Now, I will share some more observations. Not everybody is getting gas savings with the flat battery in their cell phone. It was a senior citizen that brought it to my attention. She had a Saturn, and she said that her Saturn car had increased gas mileage, that she usually uses a half a tank per week to do all the things she's got to do. And when she started plugging in her phone, she used like one quarter, she used less than a half a tank, like a quarter of a quarter tank left. And she said that translated to about an extra 50 miles for her during the course of the week. But we have not seen it being consistent. It seems as if the Toyota cars, almost every brand of Toyota, gets increased gas mileage when the flat battery is plugged into, when the flat battery is on your phone and it's plugged into the dashboard. It seems that, as it said, the Traverse SUV is a Chevy product. And it was phenomenal, the gas savings that we got with it. But we had a smaller car, the Sonic. We didn't see that much increased gas mileage with it when we plugged in two phones. I mean, it seemed like it got the same amount of mileage, and that's about 20 miles per gallon, 20 to 25 miles per gallon. But with the Traverse and with the Toyota Highlander, we literally went from Dayton, Ohio to St. Louis on a half a tank of gas, and we were totally blown away by it. We were totally blown away. I want to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. You'll be so excited to know we started our training today with the NASA scientists. They gave us a scholarship to train a group of doctors, medical doctors, and nurses. So we're going to be training with them all summer in different aspects, and we're going to be able to be ready to roll in August using the new machine. We'll be using it in one of the clinics with a number of medical doctors, hopefully by this time, by next Friday of next week. We are just so ecstatic. They are ecstatic because this machine is so advanced that you're able to do a baseline test, then you're able to put the flat battery on the body, and you're able to see what position that the flat battery is best on a person's body. And I'm excited about that. Then you can see the machine will put the results of the baseline without the flat battery, and then it puts the results of the flat battery right on the same string, right on the same, right on the spinal cord, so you can actually see how effective it is in discharging the static. And we are so excited about having this opportunity to not only demonstrate the results of the flat battery for the medical doctors, but also to help be able to sell the machine to them. And this is so, we're just so excited about it, because the machine renders a diagnostic. It talks about how, and shows and demonstrates about how effective the flat battery is in decreasing muscle tension. And I learned a lot about muscle tension and muscle and diseases of the muscle working with these scientists. I had no idea how the muscle, when muscle is injured and it's weak, it attracts static to the area of weakness, and how they have to go through what a chiropractor or what a physical therapist or a medical doctor has to go through to reappropriate the muscle and de-stress the muscle so it does not absorb all the static. And one of the doctors that was observing the training that we had in Virginia, we went to the Association of Chiropractors, their annual conference or their spring conference down in Richmond, Virginia. And there there was hundreds and hundreds of chiropractors from all over Virginia. The thing that is so unique about Virginia is the first state that legislated that if you have a back injury from an auto accident or a back injury from work, you have to use this machine to quantify the dynamics of injury. This machine is so sensitive, and because it depicts everything in terms of loss, decreased circulation, increased muscle tension, and increased static, it depicts it in a graphic. It is now the machine, it is now mandated that you have to have a diagnostic with this machine if you are going to render any type of workman's comp claim or a claim in the auto industry. So the community, the chiropractic community in Virginia, really respects the work of these NASA scientists and the work and contributions that NASA is making in muscle rehabilitation and in management of chronic back pain. And so we are just so excited to be on the forefront of the evolution of bringing this, having this technology and having it available, having the flat batteries available for these doctors to begin to do their own studies and offer it to their patients and be able to monitor the progress. This is like huge. This is so huge. So I want to, again, thank everybody for their support, their interest. Is there any questions, any comments regarding this machine that measures muscle tension, static in the muscle, and that can quantify how effective the flat battery is? Incidentally, I want to say one more thing. The doctor that one doctor made a comment. He said, the flat battery works so fast. He said, it will take me 4 to 6 weeks to be able to do to the muscle, for the muscle with the flat battery is doing on the screen in less than a minute. I mean, the profound effects of it on contact, he said, are just phenomenal and would create a whole new area of research in chiropractic care and rehabilitation of the muscle. So we're excited, and every single person that participated in the screening of the flat battery, there was 100% success in de-stressing the muscle or making the muscle less tense. And that was exciting to see, and to see it documented with this state-of-the-art technology. And the machine is not big. It actually is a software that works off of your laptop, and then you have two-hand devices that pick up the energetics of the muscle and broadcast it into the computer, and it comes up on a screen. I sent it to everybody, I think, the week before last. You got a chance to see the whole presentation and the screen and how it projects up. Of course, they projected it up on a super screen, the big screen, so that all the doctors that were standing around watching this demonstration could see. And everybody was like, wow, this is too truly amazing. So we are so ecstatic because this is what we've been waiting for. This is what we have been looking for 7 long years. And it just compliments all these testimonies that are coming in from Canada. It would be wonderful if we could find somebody in Toronto, in Montreal, for the clients that you are servicing to be able to go to and to get a baseline data and to have, you know, medical management of their journey, of their care, because we're making history. And I guess you can tell I'm still flying high off of LeBron James. That was such a phenomenal basketball game. But he said something that really intrigued me. He was talking about, you know, the mindset that he had to have when coming into the game and how, you know, it seems so overwhelming to him to step with a team that historically had never won a championship. I mean, they couldn't even get to the playoffs, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And in the middle of the season, their coach got fired. And so that's like that's almost like getting a stepfather and you're in the middle of your lifespan, you're 12 years old. You've got to change gears to deal with a new man with a new type of lifestyle. But LeBron said that his coach said to him and said to the whole team, "We're able to win the championship, but you got to first win it in your mind. You got to have a level of confidence and belief that you can do this, and you can do it with all your might, you can do it with all your strength, and you can have fun getting it done. Just give it your all, because you got to win the game in your mind first before you bring it to the court." And even though that was not my mindset, I just reflect back upon the passion that I've had in pursuing this whole journey, developing this technology, and then really not knowing where to go with it outside of being a safety device for electronics, because it was never engineered to be a medical device. It was never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure diseases. But I came from a conference earlier this week, yesterday, where I picked up some knowledge about customization. And one of the things that the flat battery biobalancer and bioharmonizer came, when it hit in people's hands and people touched it, it's like it created a revolution of innovation. People wanted to explore, to custom fit it for their lives. And as a result, we've got so many testimonials. And I want to take the time tonight to thank everybody for their innovation, for taking the technology and investigating what it can do to make your world better. And then having the willingness to come on this radio show and share that information, you know, the people that are listening in. And I want to thank everybody for that opportunity. And I want to thank everybody for sharing, because it's given me strength. It gave me the courage to move forward. It gave me the courage to explore different fields. And as a result, you know, it's almost like I was a Girl Scout, and in the summertime we would go to Girl Scout camp. And one of the things you had to do was you had to bring a can of soup. And everybody brought different cans of soup. And then we had to make what was called a porridge. Everybody dumped their can of soup into this big pot, and we didn't know what we was eating. It was a mystery soup, but it was always delicious. And when you start off with good ingredients, you can't help but multiply the goodness. And so that's what got me on cloud nine tonight, seeing the multiplication of goodness coming to this point in the journey, where we now have medical doctors, chiropractors, physical therapists, scientists that work with astronauts giving their critique and giving their splendor and giving their words of encouragement, doing level of research and investigation to give us some feedback to help us grow. So I look forward to the very bright future that we have ahead of us as environmental health physicists that are creating a new paradigm shift. We're bringing innovation to solve the problem of so many people getting sick from indoor radiation and toxins. And at the end of the day, it's one thing to work all your life and to gain your homes and your cars and your boats and your yachts and your lifestyle. But it's another thing to have the your health preserved so you can preserve and enjoy it all. You know, being able to go out and push my grandbaby and have the balance to be able to catch her swing instead of it knocking me down. It's such a miracle of living that I just give thanks for. And so I've had an incredible long day, and I was dashing to get on the radio show tonight. But is there anybody else that has anything that they want to share on the line? If there's not anything else you want to share, I just want to say that I did talk to Angel over the weekend. She said Destiny is doing amazing. She said she's averaging now about maybe 2 seizures a month when her technology falls off. But she is so strong. She made the AB honor roll for the last honor roll of the grading period. So that was 3 AB honor rolls in a row. And Angel says she is giving such thanks that she put the flat batteries on and went out and competed for a triathlon and won the gold medal for the shot put event. So somebody did an airbrush picture of her as if she was a superwoman. And she's got this space suit on from Avatar. Okay. She's got the space event on. And she really does look like a superstar. So the next time I'll have to send her Avatar event looking like a supermodel, superstar. Gladiator, female gladiator in this event, and she won a gold medal in another category and got the bronze in a third category. So she's on top of the world, and she's just so excited about being able to work. Her doctor, Destiny's doctor, wants to work with us with the NASA team to begin to incorporate this protocol and this practice. And this is just phenomenal because he'll use this as a baseline for helping children with diabetes to see if the types of diabetes they have, actually type 3 diabetes. This machine has a diverse application, and so we're so excited that the scientists are going to have given scholarships to all the doctors and nurses on our team so that we can rapidly engage with their protocol and get to moving forward. Having said that, I love and appreciate everybody on the line, and I'm going to say goodnight and everybody have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Dr.
Lally.
Thank you. A special shout out to Nathan.
Good night.
And I thank you again for your wonderful commitment and faithfulness to this line. Love and appreciate you. Thank you, Rod. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Mario, for your faithfulness to lift our voice and all you for all that you're doing in the people of your community. Thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight. Thank you, Elder Clark, who anointed me and consecrated me in the office of the apostle. We just bless everybody that's on the line tonight.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.
What kind of love would bear my sin? His sacrifice was so great. His mission was. Yes, he